Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody holler out, this is my year. I can't hear you say, this is my year.
Of Jubilee, everything that was stolen is returned to me. Every chain removed, I'm free. This is my year of Jubilee. This is my year.
Coming back. is your year.
Well, praise the Lord and welcome to God's Woman of Excellence Ministries. I'm your host, Virtuous Lady, and this is the day that the Lord has made. So let's rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. We are back on the air live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. And today's broadcast is a tribute to women in history. And I'm going to be sharing with you some dynamic women that contributed to our society here in the United States of America. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and give you praise for this day. We thank you for this time, oh God. We thank you for this broadcast, God's Woman of Excellence Ministries. We pray that you will bless it, bless each and every one that tunes in to this broadcast. I pray that they would be empowered and inspired in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we give you glory, honor, and praises for this day. We pray that you would have your way with us and through us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank you once again for joining me here today. I'd like to give you our upcoming broadcast schedule for the month of April. Amen. Glory to God. I pray that you come back and join us each Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 5:30 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Mountain, or 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, whichever time zone you reside in. Our upcoming schedule for the month of April is as follows. Next Thursday, April 4th, we will be having our Tribute to National Poetry broadcast. Yes, yours truly will be sharing some poetry that I have written, and also I will be sharing other inspirational writings with you as well. So please do join us for our National Poetry Tribute broadcast next Thursday, April 4th. The following week, April 11th, we will be having our women's devotional and prayer broadcast. Amen. Once again, we'll be coming from the devotional book, A Woman of Faith, and our subject will be the lessons of tough times. Yes. Mm-hmm. The following week, April 18th, we will be having our women's intercessory prayer broadcast. That's our women's intercessory prayer broadcast. And I have a special prayer focus that I will be sharing with you on that day. I need all of the warriors, every woman of God that is a prayer warrior, that is an intercessor and a watchman, that knows how to pray, that knows who to join me on that day, April 18th, Thursday. Amen? Praise God. In our last Thursday of the month of April, April 25th, we will have our Women in the Word broadcast. That's our monthly Women in the Word broadcast. This broadcast will be backed by popular demand. It is one of our most requested broadcasts. And the Women in the Word broadcast is an in-depth Bible study of a woman from the Word of God. Amen. And on that day, I will be teaching on Abishag. Who is Abishag? Well, come that week and join me. Amen. And you will find out all about Abishag. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord is faithful, and we bless his holy name. Hallelujah. So at this time, I want to read our psalm for the day, Psalm 28. And I'll be reading from the New Living Translation version, Psalms 28. O Lord, my rock, do not turn a deaf ear to me. For if you are silent, I might as well give up and die. Listen to my prayer for mercy as I cry out to you for help, as I lift my hands toward your holy sanctuary. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, those who speak friendly words to their neighbors while planning evil in their hearts. Give them the punishment they so richly deserve. Measure it out in proportion to their wickedness. Pay them back for all their evil deeds. Give them a taste of what they have done to others. They care nothing for what the Lord has done or for what his hands have made. So he will tear them down, and they will never be rebuilt. Praise the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my shield. I trust him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. The Lord gives his people strength. He is a safe fortress for his anointed king. Save your people. Bless Israel, your special possession. Lead them like a shepherd and carry them in your arms forever. Praise God. Glory to God. The word of the Lord, it is already blessed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. At this time, we're going to pause for a song. Amen. And then I will be right back with our tribute to women in history. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I believe this is your word that you've been waiting for all night. Darwin, where are you? How many know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you could ask for things, according to the power that worketh in us?
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly abundantly above all, all you could ask for came according to the power that worketh in you.
Don't give up on God.
Lord is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So at this time, I'm going to begin our first woman that we are giving tribute to for women in history, and that is Matilda Cicerietta Joyner Jones. Matilda was born on January 5th, 1869, in Portsmouth, Virginia, to a minister father, Reverend Jeremiah Malachi Joyner, and her mother, Henrietta B. Joyner, who was said to have had a rich soprano voice. When Matilda was only 8, the family moved to Providence, Rhode Island. When she was barely into her teens, she began formal training in music at the Providence Academy of Music under the tutelage of Ada Baroness Lacombe. Matilda reportedly studied voice under a private instructor at the New England Conservatory of Music. On September 4, 1883, she married David Richard Jones. In 1888, she launched her professional career with a performance in New York. This was followed by a six-month tour of the West Indies with the Tennessee Jubilee Singers, a tour that earned her considerable praise from critics. She gained particular acclaim in 1892 when she appeared at a Grand African Jubilee held in Madison Square Garden. A critic soon named her Black Patty after the Italian prima donna Adelina Patty. At first, Cicerietta Jones bristled at the name and the comparison it made. However, the name stuck. She incorporated it into her act. Her successful performances prompted the managers of the Metropolitan Opera House to seriously consider booking her to play the dark roles in the production of Ada and L'Africaine. However, racial prejudice prevented the consideration from becoming a reality. Black Patty continued on the concert circuit and fulfilled other requests, including the invitation from President Harrison. She also sang at the Pittsburgh Exposition and then launched a year-long concert tour that was said to have included a command performance for the Prince of Wales. When Cicerietta Jones returned to America, she performed in the production Oriental America in 1893, which featured an entirely black cast. In 1899, she parlayed her popularity and versatile singing ability into her own variety show, Black Patty's Troubadours. The production featured a montage of entertainment, including a minstrel show, acrobatics, dancing, singing, and vaudeville that was climaxed with Jones singing selections from operas. This traveling production played before audiences, black and white, throughout the United States, Mexico, Cuba, the West Indies, and South America for 17 years. Black Patty earned the acclaim of a host of critics, and William Lichtenwager, the noted musicologist, observed that she forced the musical and theatrical worlds in the United States to accept the Negro in a new image. Troubadours production ran its course. Jones retired in 1916 to her home in Providence. Matilda Cicerietta Joyner Jones died of cancer on June 24, 1933. In life, she brought a special flair to the entertainment industry, and she cracked a door that would soon open to talented blacks who came after her. She left an entertainment legacy that serves as a guidepost and inspiration for future musical stars, which included Marian Anderson, Roland Hayes, and many others. So that's just an excerpt on her. And our second woman that we are featuring is Dr. Gladys West. Dr. Gladys Mae West was born in 1930. She is an African-American mathematician known for her contributions to the mathematical modeling of the shape of the Earth, and was one of the team of mathematicians who worked on the development satellite geodesy models that were eventually incorporated into the Global Positioning System, known today as the GPS system that many of us use. West was inducted into the United States Air Force Hall of Fame in 2018. She married a man by the name of Ira West in 1957, and the two happily had three children and now has seven grandchildren. West was born in Dinwiddie County, Virginia, to a family in a community of sharecroppers. During the 1930s through the 1940s, blossoming as a young lady in Dinwiddie County, south of Richmond, Gladys had her mindset that she would become of something and did not want to work in the fields picking tobacco, corn, even work in a factory like her parents and generations before her. Gladys found out that the top two students of her class would be rewarded full ride scholarships to Virginia State College. And with that knowledge, she did just that, earning the title of valedictorian. After gaining a scholarship for achieving the first place in her high school class, she studied mathematics at Virginia State College. After graduating, she taught for around 2 years in Sussex County before she went back to school for her master's degree. In 1956, West began to work at the Naval Surface Warfare Center, Dahlgren Division, where she was the second black woman ever to be employed. Early 1960s, the regularity of Pluto's motion relative to Neptune. Subsequently, West began to analyze data from satellites, putting together altimeter models of the Earth's shape. Her supervisor, Ralph Neiman, recommended her as a project manager for the CFAT radar altimetry project, the first satellite that could remotely sense oceans. In 1979, Neiman recommended West for commendation. West was a programmer in the Dahlgren Division for large-scale computers and a project manager for data processing systems used in the analysis of satellite data. In 1986, West published data processing system specifications for the GEOSAT satellite radar altimeter, a 51-page technical report from the Naval Surface Weapons Center. The guide was published to explain how to increase the accuracy of the estimation of geoheights and vertical deflection, topics of satellite geodesy. This was achieving by processing the data created from the radio altimeter on the GEOSAT satellite, which went into orbit on March 12th of 1984. She worked at Dahlgren for 42 years, retiring in 1998. Captain Godfrey Weeks, commanding officer at the Naval Surface Warfare Center, Dahlgren Division, in 2018, described the role played by West in the developed Global Positioning System, also known as the GPS. She rose through the ranks, worked on the satellite geodesy, and contributed to the accuracy of GPS and the measurement of satellite data. Gladys's demeanor helped her from overwhelmingly knowing how vital she was to the development of the device. Her contributions to GPS were uncovered when a member of West's sorority, which was Alpha Kappa Alpha, read a short biography West had submitted for an alumni function. West was selected by the BBC as part of their 2018 100 Women. She was inducted into the United States Air Force Hall of Fame in 2018, one of the Air's highest honors. She was one of the women who did mathematical computing for the United States Armed Forces before electronic systems. She met her husband, Ira West, at the Naval Base, and they married in 1957. They had three adult children and seven grandchildren as of February 2018. West lived in King George County, Virginia. In 2018, she completed a PhD via a distance learning program with Virginia Tech. Surprisingly, Gladys, after creating this important system, she will continue to pick a paper map over a tracking system. Well, I hope you enjoyed our broadcast today, a tribute to women in history. Tuning in with us, please don't forget to tune in with us every Thursday, live right here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you next week. Praise God. Heavenly Father, I thank you and I praise you for this day. I thank you for this time of this broadcast. I pray that you will bless each and every listener. I pray, oh God, that they will be empowered through the listening of this broadcast, that they will be educated and they will be empowered and proud to know the women that we have selected today to give a tribute to women in history. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor and praises, and we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. We're just going to play a few minutes of this song before we go off the air. God bless. Also, please tune into the archives at your convenience. There are plenty of broadcasts that were previously recorded. God bless.
Somebody holler out, this is my year. I can't hear you say, this is my year.
Of Jubilee, everything that was stolen is returned to me. Every chain removed, I'm free. Yes. This is my year of Jubilee. This is my year of Jubilee. This is my year of Jubilee.